For more than 1,500 years, from the 2nd century BC to the Renaissance, the Silk Road was the world's greatest commercial thoroughfare. It stretched from the Far East to the Middle East and Europe, carrying caravans of camels and horses, lumbering endlessly through rains and wind, snow and scorching sun. The Silk Road brought together civilizations and linked marketplaces in Cairo and Rome with the thriving bazaars of Tashkent, the capital of Uzbekistan. The sounds of the ages resonate in the Alayski Bazaar of contemporary Tashkent. Brother, come here, this man says. You want to buy some almonds? I've got tasty ones at a good price. Producer Robert Rand lives in Tashkent. There he found other echoes of the Silk Road in the voice of one woman and her music.
If you're lucky, when you go to the Alayski Bazaar, you'll happen upon two blind singers. One old man and one young, disheveled and dressed in rags, but long on talent. They ply the aisles, regaling anyone who cares to listen with a love song that carries you back in time. On this same day, not far from the Alayski Bazaar, in a fourth-floor room at the Children's Music School No. 1, a young woman singer is rehearsing for a concert. Her name? Savara Nazarkhan. On the Silk Road, it was the men who moved the caravans, but it was the voice of a woman who moved the men. In the 9th century, an anonymous Silk Road poet recalled one such female voice. The poet wrote, "On a carpet of colors sat the congregation, with candles aloft and drumbeats of anticipation. They waited for her, and in lovely ascent, lightly upon them, like a falling leaf she went, the singer from Tashkent." Savara Nazarkhan is the latest in this centuries-old tradition of Silk Road women singers. One voice, accompanied by a stringed instrument, recalling, as in this ancient melody, a loved one who's traveled far from home. "There is no one flower in my garden as handsome as you," the song goes. Savara Nazarkhan says the Silk Road defines her music.
Because we're all part of the Silk Road. We are in it, we live on it. It's not that we must reflect the Silk Road in our work, it just turns out that way. When I sing my songs, they are all segments along that road because these songs were sung by the people who travelled in the caravans. The songs made people happy and encouraged them to travel further along the road. And maybe, because of that, travellers were able to complete their journeys to make it here to us in what is now Uzbekistan.
Savara-Nazar Khan is a classically trained artist, a veteran of Uzbekistan's leading musical conservatory. Folk traditions are the foundation of her work. But at age 26, she is very much of the contemporary world. Here, Savara-Nazar Khan works with a recording engineer in a small studio in Tashkent. She's recording some popular songs known generically as Uz Pop. It's a modern setup with imported mixing boards, electronic components from Japan, and a computerized 19-track digital workstation to mix the music.
Yig'laverib oxir yuragim tindi. Shaytoniy bo'ynida tilagim sindi. Lekin bo'lolmaysan meni kimda. Muhabbat ham endi muhabbat emas. Muhabbat. Muhabbat ham endi muhabbat. Muhabbat emas.
This is club music, music to dance to, a synthesized song about a broken relationship that declares, now this is no longer love. It's a popular sound among Tashkent's young people, and it sells records. But Uz Pop is not what Savara-Nazar Khan wants to be known for. Her vision is more sophisticated, more nuanced, more experimental.
Вот прошли концерты мои недавно буквально в Ташкенте, в городе Ташкенте.
I just finished up a few concerts here in Tashkent, and people were a bit shocked and surprised by some of the songs. These were largely folk songs, and I sang them in the manner to which the audience was accustomed. But the instrumentation was something completely different, something out of the ordinary, something quite contemporary.
Savara-Nazar Khan's desire is to take the musical sounds of the Silk Road and present them in a 21st century paradigm. It is an exercise in fusion and the subject of her latest album, her first to be released in the West. The album is called Yulbul Sin, which means Where Are You Going? The album's title track, which you're hearing now, follows an ancient melody that literally carries within its notes the dirt and dust of the Silk Road. This was once a song about the bandits and thieves who looted the caravans that traveled the Silk Road. With time, the song's words changed, although the melody did not. Today's lyrics read, Where are you going? Wherever you step on the road, let flowers bloom behind you. Savara-Nazar Khan says it was a challenge to fuse this traditional song with the accoutrements of 21st century music.
Нужно быть с этим осторожным, потому что можно просто придавить, задавить и убить эту музыку.
We were careful not to add so much contemporary material so as to detract from the original nature of the songs. We didn't want to overwhelm the original music. You have to be careful with folk music. You have to know the fine line that emanates from the folk heritage, and you have to be sure not to spoil it when you introduce the contemporary fusion. On the contrary, that line must continue to breathe. It must unify two different cultures, the old and the new. In the best instance, this old and new turn into something entirely new, a new musical form. I think this is a song for all ages. It was performed then, during the Silk Road times, and it's performed today. And it will be sung in the future too.
Kirgin keladi yalla canım yalla
Singer, folklorist, pop musician, fusion artist, Sevara Nazarkhan of Uzbekistan. The album is called Yul Bol Sin. For NPR News, this is Robert Rand in Tashkent.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Leanne Hansen returns next week. I'm Jackie Lydon.